Tuesday night Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentioned we're in Siman Lamed Ches about Pasakum, Bishulakum, Cholavakum, Gvinosakum. He mentioned something that I looked into a little because it's not clear if you could have a coffee in Starbucks. It's talking not poshut at all. Because he mentioned that coffee, he was talking about, in Yud Beis, he was talking about beer made out of grain or dvash, does not have that problem of drinking it where the guy sells it, because it's not a choshev enough drink. There's no bishulakum because it's mostly water. That's a very important halacha in itself, about coffee and tea, that there are machmirim. I could say probably the consensus of Poskim is like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that we look at it as flavored water, and since water is nechal kamo shehu chai, you drink water raw, so there's no problem with bishulakum if they make you a coffee or a tea. Of course, you have to make sure about the kashrus, which he points out. But he talks about, he says, shomer nafshe yirachikas atzmo, from coffee and chocolate. So I did a little research. It's not clear. I found that the OU has two tshuvas here, because the mashgichim drive a lot and they want to go in and get a cup of coffee in a coffee shop. So there's a tshuva from Rav Herschel Schechter here and from Rav Belsky. I found it on the internet. I just typed in drinking coffee of a non-Jew and it came up, this OU. So there's two tshuvas here. If you look at it yourself, you have to be careful. The English, it's in English, and then I have the tshuva in Hebrew. The English is a terrible translation, and totally, it's wrong. It's not at all what they wrote. It's mamish, totally not. I mean, it's from 10 years ago. I don't know when it's from. The Hebrew's original. No, the Hebrew's original, it's signed by them. It's signed by Rav Herschel Schechter and Berevelsky. That's the place of the OU. So they had this question about Mashgichim, that they put in long hours of the road, and the shadow of kashrus of coffee, of Marasayan walking into a McDonald's to get a coffee, and of this Issa. So Rav Herschel Schechter was very machmir. He says, there's no problem with Marasayan because it's common enough to go into a McDonald's or the like to buy a Coke or a coffee and this. It's quite common, so there's no Marasayan. The kashrus of the coffee, he goes through a whole cheshbon, you know, how they could possibly do. So he says, you really don't have to worry too much about the kashrus of coffee, how they wash the dishes. He says, but the real problem is this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that you can't drink beer of a goy where he sells it, which, like, no one ever heard of that Issa, and it's not so clear. So Rav Herschel Schechter writes, so I talked to Rav Stein, I asked him about it. He says that he understands that the consensus of most poskim is that it's only intoxicating beverages. So that Issa, yeah, not like to get the Shulchan Aruch, but he says, not like that, Rav Herschel Schechter says, Udas Kama Poskim, all drinks are included in this, you know, he says he should buy the coffee and take it out and drink it in the car. That's what he says. Then he says, if it's a question of, he says, and he shouldn't, but Marasayan, he should be worried if he's tired. He has to be worried about Menishmartam Lanafshal Seicha, because he's driving and he needs a cup of coffee. So he shouldn't be frum about the Marasayan aspect. He shouldn't be frum. Tzvi Shechter. Rabelsky says, I don't want to say it that night, he says he never heard of a shita that it's not by that it's even by non-intoxicating beverages. But we just saw it in the Kitzur. So there's at least one shita like that. So he doesn't see it. He's talking about, he says, and even if yeah, he says, you shouldn't drink it in the McDonald's. But if you go to the tables outside where they set up tables, that's not called b'mokum, they sell it. That's just made for convenience for people. They're not really kosher to the store. Bottom line is, I did a little more. What?
They eat their food there.
At this table. But it's not. That's what he says. He says it's not kosher intrinsically to the restaurant. It's the rest stop's tables. It's not the restaurant's tables.
So he's not including if it would be the restaurant's tables just outside.
He's saying even if there is a problem with coffee, but if you sit outside, it's okay. If Ezra Chaplin said, yes, you should go back to your car and drink it in the car. Then I found something else. I don't know who this is. I just downloaded it. He says that even if you're going to be machmer by coffee, he says, I don't know who this is. He says, when coffee was first introduced, coffee houses were social centers. And people would get there. It would be like Cheers. It would be like a bar. Kids at the bottom, he says, but nowadays coffee is coffee or something. Okay. So now I would say the bottom line is like this. I don't know, do you even go to bars and drink beer? Like sports bars, they watch. Your mamish not allowed to. Apparently it's mamish ulcer. It's this isr of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. This is what's ulcer. It's an intoxicating beverage. It's the place where they sell it. And it's mamish like a social gathering.
It happens a lot in universities.
What?
It happens a lot in universities, including where I was, that the Babich Rav comes and gives a shir, like to attract guys, like he has a shir in a pub.
I don't know.
It's not with the grape.
It's a shir, an interesting shayla. It's a shir shayla. I didn't even come across a heter for that. Starbucks.
You're not with the goyim. It's a Jewish group.
No, but it's a goyish place.
Right.
It's made by a goy, and it's.
I don't understand this.
There's an issur.
That's the biggest thing today.
What? Starbucks.
The first came out of coffee was a social gathering, but now it's not.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's saying. It's mamish fufakeh. Yesterday I said maybe a heter for Starbucks is also like the tables. It's like. Maybe this is just a boich svara. I don't know. A shayla has to be if from. I'm not ready to paskin it. Maybe they just provide the tables for your convenience. And those people schmooze in Starbucks, or you sit on your own table and you're in your own.
You buy stuff and eat it.
I don't know. So you could be maker. Maybe I have to check with Stein. Stein says the consensus of paskin is that it's only intoxicating beverages. I'm talking about now Starbucks. At least, but okay, you have to know. It's but certainly, I think my son used to go to these sports bars. I wonder if he had a beer.
If they had a coffee, it'd be better.
At least you could be soimich on the shita that it's only intoxicating beverages, which Rav Stein told me is the consensus.
What's the shita for that? The guard would be down because you're getting intoxicated.
It's all these isurim. Bishulakum, Pasakum are to reduce the social interaction between Jews and Goyim, to make sure there's a ghetto.
So I'm trying to understand why would it matter.
So there's another issue that people rarely have heard of, and that is to buy Sheikhar in the place where a Goy manufactures it and sells it, and to sit around and have a good time.
And does he manufacture it?
It's b'mokam ha-mechira. It doesn't mean to. It's very interesting. It's like not to go to a goy. Apparently, if I have a friend, a goy, and I go to his house and I drink a beer with him, it's not awesome. The Gemara asks is b'mokam ha-mechira. B'mokam ha-mechira, where it's manufactured and sold. I'm not sure if the nekuda is manufactured or if the nekuda is sold. But ironically, it's not awesome to go to his house and have a beer with him. Okay, Akash Vamaisa. But we're talking about a sports bar. Apparently, there's no way, so it has to be Mokam HaMechira. But now I'm looking at the Kitzur. It's not clear. I feel Babaya Shemoichin also Ha'akum. Yeah. I don't know. You have to ask. Okay, I have to ask Poiskum with more experience than I have.
People at games all the time buying.
At the game, I don't know if that's called the Mokam HaMechira. Their vendors are going around. I don't know. Yeah. You mean to buy a beer at a game? Maybe it's where they manufacture it. It says B'mokam Shemochrin also. Maybe it means where they manufacture and sell it. It's more like a bar. We're like, that's. I don't know. Vendors, there's no mockum by vendors. They're coming to you. It's like you're getting a delivery. if I call up a bar and I tell them to deliver to me a pint of beer, that's not b'bayis ha'akum. That's b'beisi, and they're delivering. I don't know. Shaila. If they ask, a shaila. Okay. Let's go a little bit. This is not even the siman. This is not even the siman. By the way, the siman is in Kuf Yud Dalet in Yeridaya. Kuf Yud Dalet is the siman where this Isser appears. And that's where probably, I didn't even look there. Shari Tshuva, Pischei Tshuva, that's probably where earlier Moshe has Tshuvas on this, I imagine. I told Enkin, I emailed Enkin, he should give a class on this Isser. That he should do the research. He's real good at that. He should do the research, and one of his Sunday things should be about this. If you can drink in Starbucks. Besides the kashrus concerns, by the way, there's so many flavors there. There definitely is kashrus concerns in some flavors, at least in some flavors. Is there kosher Starbucks? Like they have Chalav Yisrael, what's that ice cream store? Carvel. Do they have the kosher Starbucks?
Right.
The guy's wrong because the whole heftz of Starbucks became that. Like it's a mokum to come drink coffee. And
there's a bunch of spin-offs. There's other stores now. They're all copying.
Kochav Dolarin?
How old is that?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be 10 years old. Okay, Yud Gimel starts us off with the Yisrael Cholav Akum. Cholav Shechalova Akum Ve Yisrael Ro'ehil Asura. This is already not because of social interaction. This is Chazal, what goes there because of the Chashash, there will be non-kosher milk there. And they will go there even if you theoretically know that there's not. Now, if there can't be, that's already the Mokum of Kulas, if there can't be. But it's not a question of having a Hechsher. You need a loophole in the Isra of Chol Avakum. The Isra of Chol Avakum is not only if you don't know if there's treif or not. It's even if you happen to know that it's kosher, like there's a hechsher. If there's a hechsher, I mean someone watched him. Okay, but that's the point here, that they asked Chol Avakum. Afilu lasus mimenu gvino, even if you went ahead and made cheese with it, and it doesn't curdle the tray for milk, but it still remains also. It's Chalav Akum. The Heterim is not based on that can't be. The Issa Chalav Akum is even if that can't be. There are certain situations where it even theoretically can't be, and that's a mokum for coolers, those that are makel. Ulechatchila tzorch Yisrael lios betchila sachaliva. The chatchila has to be there from the beginning. The yirish akli hu naki, because sometimes there's residue of treif for milk in the pail. V'nagu lahachmi shelo yachlu v'toch hakli shedak v'shalakam lachlu v'tocho, but to use a clean pail. U'shfochol shechovos abahemos v'beis yisrael v'bedir shelohem, or in the Yiddish, whatever it's called, bonds. Komokom shem beis ha'akom matzik v'ein lochish l'behemot t'meya, if on a practical level there's no Behemoth Tmei around, so then you don't have to look at them, they're afraid, you can walk in at any moment, because he's afraid that you don't come in. And you can't get there so easily, to observe. Or, to observe and to walk in and to be a Nusnechosviyotze. To make them afraid. For this supervision of Chol of Yisrael, you could have even a katan or katana. Okay, that's Chol of Yisrael, Chol of Akum. Rabbi Moshe's Hefer is famous, even though he said not to rely on it if you don't have to, but it's famous anyway. And I hold that there's a huge, huge problem with Chol of Akum nowadays, that it might be treif for milk, with the whole thing with the stomach, with the treifus. And the Chol of Yisrael herds are careful with it, and the Chol of Akum are not. Rebelski holds it's okay. And, the whole tumult with the milk. When I was, 15 years ago, huge tumult with milk, that they make a certain operation on a significant amount of cows to get out the gears that builds up from the grass or whatever they eat, whatever they feed them. and it's something that ostensibly would make them a treifa. Yeah, but they, I mean, everybody does it, and they don't die, and they live, so that's, it became a huge tumult. It turned out all Cholubakum had a significant, was not Batul Beroiv, not Batul Beshishim, Kavua Kamachsal Machsadami, the Chol Yisrael companies were also the same. Nobody ever, I don't know, no one took it seriously. So the Chol Yisrael companies took steps to tag the animals that had that operation, or supposedly, one hopes. But then, that's what, so Chol Yisrael became a real kashrus concern. So the people wrote Shuvas Rebel, I mean, the OU continues to give a hechsher on dairy products. Rebelsky holds it's okay. He wrote many Shuvas on, I mean, he wrote a number of Shuvas on it, and I don't know, I'm not aware of it. He doesn't drink milk anymore. No. Chol Yisrael, not even Chol Yisrael. Why?
Only milk from a milk. Why?
I understand the Chol Yisrael companies tag the cows that have this.
Or Greenspan spoke to
him. I don't know. I actually went, my wife went without, we went without. It takes time to come down the pipeline. We went a year in Muncie when the tumult broke. We went a year without, we went for 4 months without milk, 6 months without cottage cheese or yogurt, and my wife, Rahman al-Islam, had to go for a year without ice cream.